as a leader, you know, you are responsible to inspire and provide that enthusiasm. And if it doesn't start with you, then how could those that you're serving and leading have that same inspiration and enthusiasm too?
Hi, I'm Christine Shaw, CEO and President of Naylor Association Solutions, and I'm your host of the Association Advisor Podcast. We'll learn from successful association executives, partners, and clients on how to create a thriving, prosperous, and value-driven association. I invite you to join me in keeping informed and, most importantly, keeping your association profitable. Our goal is to leave you feeling inspired, more confident, and more knowledgeable. This is the Association Advisor Podcast.
Hi, and welcome back to the Association Advisor Podcast, brought to you by Naylor Association Solutions. I'm your host, Christine Shaw. In today's episode, we'll be speaking about the qualities of leadership that go beyond a title. Things like acts of service, how to show up for your members in a meaningful way, and lead with ethics. Our guest is Shannon Hoggebrook, the Senior Director of Member Relations and Engagement for the Atlanta Apartment Association. In addition to being a leader in her organization, Shan has also been recognized with leadership awards from both GSAE and ASAE. Some of the things we touch on today include enhancing membership through mission-driven initiatives and how prioritizing service will ultimately benefit your organization in the long run. We will also discuss building meaningful relationships with stakeholders, leading successful non-dues revenue initiatives, and how to create community around a common cause. I'm excited to share this conversation with you, so let's get started. Welcome, Shan. I am so excited to have you on this episode of the Association Advisor Podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be a part of this.
Fantastic. Well, I always like to start by letting our listeners learn about our guests. So you began your journey in association management and nonprofits with volunteer roles at a young age. How did those early experiences shape your leadership style and passion for serving members?
Starting my early experiences, as far back as elementary school, it set the foundation of values where it helped me to understand what the commitment to service is, as well as having empathy for those that I'm serving and the reason why I'm serving to support that mission. It also gave me that hands-on learning experience where I can communicate what needs to be done, project management. And then also I'm gaining those practical skills to further serve those members in that community or meet that need. And then it also helped me to understand what it is to make an impact, to be passionate, to support the members or the community in which I served.
I love that. You know, Shan, I have a lot of guests on this podcast, but what really just came through in your answer, if you think about the fact that creating your values around this back in elementary school, my goodness, and to see how you've carried that through to your professional career, it's quite an accomplishment and it's a testament to who you are as an individual, not just as a professional. So thank you for sharing that. You know, so it's no wonder that in addition to the work you do for AAA, you're also currently studying for Master's in Public Service Administration. Tell us a little bit about how your academic journey is contributing to your work for the Atlanta Apartment Association.
So I'm so excited about the journey that I'm on. And even going back to my undergrad classes, studying business administration, organizational leadership, but just knowing that my passion that I have for serving the association management and nonprofit community, it just helped me to further develop just being curious. I think as a leader, you know, you should always be curious, ask questions and learn. And so it just deepened that for me. But the education journey or my academic journey, it helps me to be able to apply the concepts of the real world to what I'm doing in my day to day. It helps me to enhance my problem solving skills and also my strategic thinking abilities. And then above all, it keeps me connected with peers and colleagues, not only in the industry, but also in the education realm as well.
You are just so inspirational. I'm really excited for this episode and for people to hear because there's not a lot of people who can articulate it like that and bring all that and continue to study. So I'm really impressed by that. Also, let's talk a little bit about the Friends of AAA, the Friends of the Atlanta Apartment Association. This is an initiative that you're proud of. So tell us a little bit about how this brings you closer to your members.
Absolutely. When we think about the work that we do in association management and nonprofit, yes, we are there to service our members, to be there for our stakeholders, but it's so much deeper than that. And when we also think about how we can further connect and engage with our members, how can we be there for them and to also show that we are concerned or have the empathy that they experience in their day-to-day, more than it just being a transactional exchange for membership dues, investments, and partnership. And so what this Friends of AAA initiative is, here in multifamily, our members, whether it is associate or vendor members, as well as owner managers, developers, and their communities, that they may experience catastrophic events on the property. And that can include fires or any other disaster. And so having this committee with a group of our volunteer leaders who we go and support via lunch, just tokens of love, appreciation, to let those members know that we're there for them. For me, what that encompasses, it shows that purposeful engagement. It creates that network of supporters for our members, but then it also gives us an opportunity from the association side to amplify what we are saying our mission and vision is. And so that's one key takeaway from this initiative. A second point will be the membership benefits that we're able to reconnect our members with and share to let them know that, you know, these are some things that you're able to pursue or take advantage of. And just almost like a reminder. And it also provides an opportunity to keep that feedback and communication going with our members. And until that helps shape what our future initiatives and programs are, where we are making sure that we're tying our members and our stakeholders back into to engage with us.
Some really great advice there. But and I want to stay on this topic. So when it comes to member relations specifically, even before this role, you were the Director of Membership Education and Administrative Services at the Georgia Nurses Association. It really feels like, in addition to having a passion, that you obviously have a strategy for fostering close ties with association members. Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about that strategy, because I think this is great insight for other association leaders.
Sure. I think some great strategies to continue or foster those close ties and relationships with your members and stakeholders, you know, having communication and then also segmenting that communication where it's personalized to each member that you're engaging with. So that way you are capturing what their interests are and able to provide the appropriate feedback that will help them in their situation or what it is that they're asking. Another strategy will be to have frequent or regular check-ins, whether that can be a town hall, whether that is one-on-one meetings, but that also gives your members and stakeholder a way where you're having that regular communication and updates with them. And then also it provides further insights to add to these strategies where you're able from the association side to create value-driven programs, whether they're educational, networking, but it also shows it resonates to the member needs. One thing I like to share and talk about a lot from the leadership standpoint, you know, it really takes courage to lead, to have that accountability, to influence and make an impact. And so when you are communicating with your members, you have a channel of open communication, that transparency, and then you're active listening. It also lets this member know and understand that this leader, this organization is really cares about me and is here to help me with my needs. And then that also can matriculate in the industry. So your prospective members who are looking to become involved or not sure, having that channel of that communication where members are saying, this is why we are a part, this is what we receive, and it's also personal. It just adds value to all of these overarching strategies.
Excellent. Really good insights for other leaders to take away. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about the internal team. So as per your responsibilities, you oversee the memberships that drive the campaigns that drive your membership every year. So tell us a little bit about what strategies you use to inspire and manage your team when developing these campaigns and working on member engagement.
Absolutely. So one thing I would like to point out before I share some of those tips is how large our committee is. Our membership committee consists over 150 plus volunteers.
Wow.
And so to be able to lead and spearhead not only the initiatives of the campaign, but you're working with the various committee leaders and volunteers, it just speaks a lot to the testament of who our leader is. And so that's why it's so important for me that when I am in position to lead where I am now and my past experience, you know, I really take that to heart. To lead is definitely a privilege. And so that's something that's very important. But some of the strategies that I use to inspire or manage such a large group or even smaller group is just having that team collaboration. It's important to involve everyone that's in part of the community, of the decision makers, of those volunteers, the leaders in the campaign, to be part of the planning process, to also be a part of how we are strategizing or setting the goals, because it helps foster that sense of belonging, but lets them know that I am a part of this. This does mean something to me, and I'm not just a volunteer on the committee. So having team collaboration is definitely important. Also, setting motivational goals. As a leader, you have to always set goals, but be clear, but then make sure those goals are achievable. You have to know your members, your volunteers, because we all have different strengths and weaknesses. But as a leader, it's very important to know what those strengths and weaknesses are when you're working with volunteers. So that way you're able to delegate appropriately, or you prepare your leadership team to be able to help that volunteer meet the goals that are set, they're able to commit, but then also continue that chain of inspiration and enthusiasm. As a leader, you know, you are responsible to inspire and provide that enthusiasm. And if it doesn't start with you, then how could those that you're serving and leading have that same inspiration and enthusiasm too? And then also it's important, another strategy that I incorporate when working with the membership campaign volunteers is to celebrate wins, wins collectively as a group, but then also individually. That helps to build morale. It also helps to build those team efforts as well.
Wow. I mean, I feel like you could just do a masterclass on leadership. I'm inspired just listening to you. So I can't even imagine being part of your team. I think that's really some great solid advice, because I know as a leader myself, we absolutely have to focus on the results. And sometimes within that, it's really important to emphasize when we do have a win, even if it's small, and to be okay with sometimes you're not going to have a win. And what do you do differently to have a different outcome? And so really listening to you as a leader and how you bring that to your team is super impressive and inspiring. And so I hope everyone listening has some great takeaways from that. I know they will. I know I did. The other thing that's near and dear to your heart is mentorship. In fact, you spearheaded an AAA mentorship program and selected as a member for the ASAE Young Professionals Program. So tell us a little bit about the knowledge you hope to impart on young leaders in the next generation coming into this industry.
Mentorship is very near and dear to me. I think as a leader, we all lead in some form or capacity. And that's why I mentioned also earlier that leadership is more than just a title. But as a leader, it's so important to have support, to have those champions that are in your corner. But then also flipping that to mentorship, because those are experiences that I know that I saw after and that, you know, I would have wanted those opportunities provided to me to be in a position where I can lead, I can mentor. Some knowledge that I impart is be authentic. I tell the mentees, other leaders, make sure that you are showing up to be your true and authentic self. That is the base of leadership. Cultivate your curiosity. Ask those questions. Always be a lifetime learner, because there's something that we can always learn or do differently. And then that also opens up a world to new ideas. And then also build your networks. Mentorship provides a great outlook to build your networks. You're sharing your value of relationships with those that you will encounter. And that will be both on the personal and professional side. And then it helps you to grow it. It helps you to expand. And so these are some very key takeaways that I share being a part of a mentor group. And then those that I do have the privilege and opportunity to mentor to.
I really want to emphasize one statement you said, because that really resonates with me, which is cultivate curiosity. You know, one of the things I've been fortunate enough to interview and meet with many amazing leaders and people like you, and one of the common characteristics of really successful people is being unapologetically curious, because it means you want to learn, you want to know. And I think that's really important to impart that wisdom, that just be curious, because there used to be a quote, or it's still around, curiosity killed the cat. So I think sometimes people think you shouldn't ask questions, or you're afraid to ask questions. Be curious, ask the questions, because that's how you're going to learn. So I love that that's one of your values. So in addition to all the wonderful things you do as a leader, as a mentor, and for the association space, and for the Friends of AAA, I know another thing that's near and dear to your heart is giving back to your community. So tell us a little bit about what role you believe service plays in giving back to your community in terms of being a good leader as well.
Sure. So being a good leader, definitely giving back, being there for others, making the impact, but then also know that the work that you are involved in, that you're imparting, the impact that you're imparting on others, you develop empathy and understanding. You foster that deeper connection on how to meet and connect with the community that you're helping. Like you really understand what they are going through and how you can show up for them in the way that they need you. And that also transcends or play a part into, you know, as I shared before, being authentic in leadership, being your true self. And so that ties definitely into having the empathy and understanding for your community needs. Also, it triggers action. Leaders are to motivate. Leaders are to contribute and to engage. And so when you are in various service initiatives as a leader, you want your actions to be inspiring. You want that community to know that I am here for you. How can I make a difference? And then also it shows partnerships and collaboration, whether it be with other leaders or organization, to help the community as well. But then also that service, it helps make a long-term impact, or make you think as a leader, what impact will this have now and in the future, not just for the community, but just for the various communities that are being affected by this need. And that can be the service-oriented leadership, whether that can be sustainable, positive change, but how would this impact affect now in the future? And that's one reason, well, one of the many reasons why I do enjoy and have a passion for the work that I do in this space, because I know that it's going to make a great impact. And that just brings me joy to know that, you know, me, my peers, my colleagues, we're able to all come together to meet a common goal or need for those that we are serving. And then we're also providing solutions. So to sum that up, you know, the characteristics of the service for that leadership should have that empathy and understanding. Your actions should be inspiring. And then also to really think about that long-term impact of the work that you're doing in that service for that community.
Yeah, you know, there's another thing I want to touch on that you brought out in this conversation, which is around empathy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because I think, you know, in today's leadership style, those soft skills are equally as important as the technical skills in leadership. And we're seeing that more and more. And so it's no surprise, just listening to you, it gives me joy, by the way, just listening to you. It's no surprise that that's one of the traits of your leadership, is having that empathy, because it's important. You know, listening to all the wisdom you've just given to us, you must have a leadership motto. I can't believe you don't. So tell us what your motto is.
I absolutely do. My motto is to lead with purpose and be intentional. As a leader, it's very important to be clear in what your mission and vision is in leadership, because that also will matriculate to your members, stakeholders, and the organization in which you're serving. But you want to be purposeful. You want to be intentional. I don't view leadership as just, oh, this is just, you know, something that I do day to day. I'm checking boxes. Like, I really have the mindset of what I do and the decisions that I make, the work that I delegate to my team, to others who I collaborate with. What purpose is it in this? What is it that I'm doing, how am I adding value? And then just making sure that those that I'm working with, they understand that too. And I know that that is important because when you are working with volunteer groups, you're working with other members, you're cross-collaborating with your team. As a leader, you have to be very, very clear as to what the mission and vision is and definitely what the outcomes are. Something that I always say to myself and also to my team, you know, this is what we know the purpose is, but then what are we trying to achieve in that purpose? And that also helps create those steps of how to, you know, our plan of actions are our next step. But be clear, lead with purpose and be intentional doing it.
You know, it's interesting because I meet with a lot of people in this space and in this industry. And the most common thing I hear is, oh, I kind of got into this accidentally. It's so clear that's not you. It is so clear this is in your DNA from back to elementary school, as you said. And it's no wonder you've had such success. And just listening to you and the things you talk about, it really shines through. So I really want to just say thank you for sharing all of that with us. And you're such an inspiring leader and association advocate. So I think, you know, I've learned a lot from this and I know our listeners will too. And of course, coming from your background and your intelligence and everything you're doing, you must have a book. As you know, we ask all our guests to share. We've got an impressive reading list. So I'm dying to hear what you're going to recommend.
I have many books. And so I try to narrow it down. But one book I would recommend is by Brené Brown, Dare to Lead. As a leader, you have to be vulnerable. You have to be courageous. And so some insights that are shared in this book offers that. It also helps that leader to build that resilience that you need. And then also insight to engage your team. It takes a lot of work to serve others and to be there for them. And then not knowing how to do that or having a refresher is something that this book will definitely share with other leaders or either those that are maybe want to venture into the leadership space. As I shared before, leadership is more than a title. I do think that because of things that have been afforded to me and just where my heart is and my passion, you know, it's almost like it's embedded in me or I have been gifted to be a leader. But over time, I've been able to cultivate that, to groom that from my connections with my peers and colleagues, my professional or academic education, and just always been that continuous learner. But this is definitely a great book that will provide those insights for that leader. But lead with purpose, lead and be intentional, be vulnerable, but most important, be courageous.
I love it. This was such an amazing episode. I learned so much from it. I'm going to get that book. I love the title, Dare to Lead, because it is daring. It's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure. So thank you again for your time, your wisdom. What a great episode. I can't express to you enough how happy I am just listening to you. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Association Advisor Podcast, brought to you by Naylor Association Solutions. If you'd like to access more resources to serve your association needs or join our newsletter, you can visit our website at naylor.com or just click the links in the show notes of this episode. Please be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast listening app, like Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to your podcasts so you won't miss an episode. Also, I'd love to hear from my listeners directly. Feel free to email me at christine.shaw@naylor.com. Until next time, we at Naylor are wishing your association success.